Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Are there certain behaviors, things that you do that stop you in your tracks when you're trying to lose weight? Because those are the things that keep us from being successful and set us up for more failure. And that doesn't help at all. My guest is Dr. Brian Parr. He's associate professor in the Department of Exercise and Sports Science at the University of South Carolina, Aiken. Welcome to the show, Dr. Parr. Let's start with some things that people do that really set them up for failure. Things that what is holding us back? Is it our minds? Is it our body? Is it our physical limitation? What holds us back from true weight loss?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing that holds people back is habits. I think a lot of people have developed habits that support them being overweight. And that includes activity habits, that includes eating habits. And the real challenge to losing weight isn't so much exactly which diet to follow or exactly which exercise routine to do. It's how to modify those habits, how to change those habits into behaviors that are healthier, that support healthier eating and healthier exercise, that lead to weight loss now and help people keep the weight loss off in the long term.
Well, I feel that one of the biggest things is expectations. You know, if we're learning to play piano or learning a sport, you expect to mess up a few times, swing the bat and miss, you know, and you kind of expect that. But when it's weight loss, anytime you don't lose those 2 pounds a week, which is what we hear is supposed to be the consummate, you know, ultimate way, is those 2 pounds, and you don't lose them, right there you go, okay, expectations, you know, ruined. Now I'm not going to bother anymore. So holding us back is our own expectations.
Yeah, you know, similar to what you're talking about is the dreaded plateau, right? Where people lose weight for a while and then they have a few weeks where their weight just doesn't go down. And what I always tell people is not gaining weight is the same as losing. Because if you think about it, somebody who is on a diet losing weight, they probably would have been gaining weight if they weren't doing that, right? So this plateau that happens periodically to people isn't really as bad as they think. They think they've failed it, and I think, no. I think, you know, at least you didn't gain weight, right? And what happens is that plateau or, you know, not meeting the weight loss goal is a time for people to say, okay, what did I do differently? What did I do differently that now I'm seeing as this lower than expected weight loss?
And right there begs the question about our overestimating and underestimating what we really do or what we really eat.
Oh, yeah. People need to be honest with themselves about what they do as far
That's
as how
very
active
hard.
They are. It is very hard, but it has to be done. I mean, you know, in order to really get into making the behavior changes that people, that people need to make, they really need to assess the current situation. You know, how active are they right now? What do they eat? What do they like to eat? What do they think they should change in their diet? And how much are they willing to change? At the beginning, I think a lot of people just jump into a weight loss program thinking, well, I'll figure it out as I go along. I think at the beginning is the time where people say, okay, here's what I need to do, and here's why, and here's how I'm going to do it. And
advanced planning.
Oh, my gosh. Advanced planning is key. Advanced planning is key.
Okay, so that's a big, huge thing. So now we've talked about the over and underestimating. We've talked about advanced planning. We're talking about the things that hold you back, really, from weight loss, the, you know, expectations that we have within ourselves about the things that we do. Now, also, when we're thinking about doing something like losing weight and something that might hold us back, would our own sort of, do we need counseling if we're somebody that tells ourselves, oh, it doesn't really matter, 5 pounds isn't going to make a difference, you know, or something along those, do you know what I'm asking?
I do, you know, and I think for some people counseling might make sense. It's really hard, you know, to make kind of a blanket recommendation for that. But I think for some people, it does make sense. But I think what people need to do is separate the weight from the goal of why they want to lose weight. And people focus on the number on the scale or how their clothes fit or how they look. But what the ultimate goal should be is being healthier. And there are people who I know that make healthier changes, don't lose much weight, but they're way better off. Anyway, so those 5 pounds can make a big difference.
Now, can you expect a certain number of weeks for all of these things? We're looking at our expectations, we're looking at our self-talk, we're looking at our goals and our plans and all of these things. How long do we expect for these behaviors to really kind of kick in?
I think people see a lot of success quickly implementing these behaviors. And then I think to really get it where these new behaviors become the habit and replace the old habits, I think that takes a long time, which is why people who have lost weight and have kept it off for years, it's not like they're in a situation where they don't think about it anymore. They're always thinking about it. They're weighing themselves regularly to know how much they weigh. They're thinking about what they're eating. They're planning when they're going to exercise that day. And they're thinking about what they're going to eat well ahead of time. So it isn't a matter of you make some changes for a while and then you magically lose weight and then you can go back to doing what you did before. I think it's this sort of progression that people go through to kind of change their mindset about what they eat and their activity. And it takes a while to get there, which is why people shouldn't expect this weight loss to happen overnight.
You know, all the mainstream media sort of things, Dr. Parr, say eat less, exercise more. Of course, we've heard that a million times.
Oh, yeah.
But people that really want to lose weight, and sometimes you and I both being in the business have heard, well, I won't eat fish. So if that's what they're telling me to do, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
There's this disdain for some of the healthier choices out there.
Yeah.
How can we change that mindset?
Well, I think
or do we not try to?
No, I think we need to try and change it a little. I think people need to realize that to lose weight and keep the weight off, they are going to have to make some changes. But they don't have to change absolutely everything. So someone who doesn't like to eat fish, they don't have to eat fish. You know, there are other foods they can eat that would be equally healthy and get them to the same point. But they have to make some changes.
They have to be willing to make some of those sacrifices.
Oh, absolutely. But I think anyone who says, you know, you have to eat tofu 3 meals a day in order to lose weight, I just don't think that's realistic that most people would follow that. That's for a lot of people, that would be a deal breaker.
What do you think is the biggest way we sabotage our weight loss efforts for ourselves?
Oh, I think not being honest with ourselves. I think, well, you know, it's only one cookie. But then the package is open, and then it's 2 cookies, and then it's 3 cookies. I think the sabotage comes from other people, too, whether they are doing it on purpose or not.
I agree with you completely. And being honest with one of the things I've always said, Dr. Parr, that is so difficult is if you journal and you write down what you eat in a day, and then you read it to yourself in the mirror at night.
Yeah.
How hard is that to read to yourself, but it's only yourself, but you have to be honest with yourself. And that is some of the people say, really? I mean, they really can't do that. Now in 30 seconds, give us your best advice for what's holding us back from those behaviors and how we can get past that hump.
Yeah, I think it's bad habits that people have developed over years. And I think the key to changing those is to be honest with yourself about what you need to change and what's going to work for you to make that happen, and realize that it's not going to happen overnight, despite the promises of the latest infomercial. It really does take some effort to make those changes, and in the end, it's worth it.
Certainly is, and it is possible. We all can do it. You just have to change some of those behaviors. This is Melanie Cole. Remember to like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Have a great day and stay well.